How did you feel about Eric Gehr's play at guard Saturday, and do you feel like that's his spot for the foreseeable future?
I do. I thought he did some really good things against, you know, what I think, who I respect as one of the top players at his position. And I think that I agree with you. I mean, he'll play, you know, I like him there at right guard. And I like Sean Trell at right tackle. I'm not going to totally commit myself to it, notwithstanding, you know, if an injury occurs, you know, something might change. But if everything remains healthy and everyone's the same and they continue to keep playing like they're playing, I see that as that's what we'll go with.
You mentioned a few times over the last week that you were thinking of playing your starters in Thursday's game. Has there been any decision or leanings in that?
No, I'm going to play some. Yeah, I'm looking to play those guys. How much, dependent upon as the week goes and what I want to see and what we want to accomplish. But I do plan on playing them.
Should we expect EJ to be one of those guys to start?
Yes, absolutely. It's probably more on the offensive side, the thought process, than the defensive side. That's not when I say that, I just want to make sure everyone understands now is that, you know, I may not play every single starter, you know what I'm saying? But on offense, I want to play guys that haven't played together for a while.
Coach, how did Liotis come through? I mean, I think that was his first preseason action on Sunday. How did he come through, especially since he had that little groin tweak earlier in the week?
Yeah, I think it's the same. I think when a player's out for a while, you know, and you come back, I think that we saw that with, Stefan earlier in the preseason. I think, we see that with Liotis now. So we expect, just to get better and better and progress from there. I think it's a progression. I don't think, you can put them right back on the field and expect them to be at the same level they were, when they were playing at their best.
With that in mind, might he be one of those quote-unquote
He might. Well, we will watch him. You know, there's a lot that goes into it, guys. I mean, I'm not trying to fool anyone. You know, how they feel, where they're progressing, what's going on. You know, I think a guy that's done things in the past, that has shown it, that has practiced quite a bit, in training camp and has played a lot during training camp, are guys that potentially we might not have to see.
Doug, what is your overall level of concern in regards to the quarterback spot 10 days or 2 weeks before the start of the season?
Yeah, obviously, with EJ, obviously we're looking for, for him to progress and keep coming along and keep working with him and doing everything we can to make him better, no different than any other player, that we have starting for us. And then really get, better production out of the next group of guys, with the backup quarterbacks, with the two we have on the roster now, and greater production from everyone, especially on the offensive side. We discussed that with them.
Coach, your general manager basically sat in there on draft night and said you're going to be a playoff contender.
A what?
Oh, Doug Whalen said you're going to be a playoff contender. How can you justify having inferior backup quarterbacks when you're supposed to be a contender?
Having an
inferior backup quarterback play. You said that you're not happy with it and you want to
upgrade it.
Thought to upgrading it.
Yeah.
Is that part of the thinking? And this is a serious year for you guys.
Yeah. Thoughts of upgrading that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to let me answer a couple of parts. Which part do you want me to answer? Are we going to upgrade ourselves at the backup quarterback? Because there's like three questions.
Is it a concern? That a team whose general manager has basically assured us you're going to be a playoff contender, that your backup quarterback isn't good enough?
Yes, it is.
Can you elaborate?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's what you see. I think either, they have to play better or we have to, look to see if there's someone that can better that position like we would any other position. If we feel at the end of the day that it's not good enough to win with, which we haven't seen that yet, either A, there's only two ways to go. Either, you put a lot of work in those guys and getting them better till you get to that position where you feel comfortable with it. Or you have to upgrade that position some other way.
Coach, if you had your druthers, would you rather like to give your starters an opportunity to rest this one out? Or does that really not matter to you? Would you like to see it?
I think it depends on the situation. If you told me that, hey, we were a veteran team and we've been, a lot of playoff experience, a lot of winning experience, and, got guys 8-9 years and they've played together and they've proven themselves and they worked their butts off here in training camp and, I might tend to rest them during this time, or, where we are right now, I don't think we can afford to. I mean, if you sit up here and you say, hey guys, we got to work and we got to get better, you know, how do I not go out there and try to play some guys to get better? I mean, then you guys would be like, hey, this is, you know, it's an opportunity to get better. And, you know, sometimes practice can be a false sense of, you know, where you are, and you get out there in a game, and sometimes during a game it's where you are, and sometimes it's not as good as it may seem, and sometimes it's not as bad as it may seem. You know, but that's where you have to be good is when you get out there and you play in those games, and that's where you can people kind of separate themselves a little bit.
Has EJ done enough to give you a level of confidence going into this season that you can be a playoff contender with at the QB position?
I mean, at that position, just him alone, we have to have people around him playing well. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, we have to play well around him. You know, there are things that go on that, you know, are very difficult to see. But, you know, at the same sense, like I said before, you know, you watch the game and people say, hey, what happened on this play? What happened on that play? And sometimes, you know, people aren't where they should be. And, you know, it's the same old story. You know, the quarterback gets, when you win it, he gets probably too much credit. And when you lose, he gets too much of the blame. But to answer your question, you know, hey, we're going to progress with him. You know, he's not going to turn around and be a franchise guy overnight. That doesn't happen often in this league. We're going to work with him. He's working hard to progress. We're going to stick with him. I'm going to support him 110%, and we're going to get him better. And the way we improve offensively is we make sure that as he gets better, everyone gets better around him.
Doug, what happened to Alan Branch over the course of the past 9 months? I mean, slippery slope from an extension to a huge cut.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the same thing. It's, you know, really performance. I mean, you guys, you know, watch the film and, you know, the players we released. It's just, you know, you have to perform in this league. And he didn't perform well. Obviously, there was a poor decision, but basically it was, you know, the performance, because we didn't really play him much in the first two or three preseason games, nor could we.
So is it fair to say he was probably on the way out if he had not gotten arrested?
Well, I would say it's fair to say that didn't factor. That's not – a lot of things factor in decisions, don't get me wrong, but the main factor was performance, not even close. I mean of all the players that we wish them well, hopefully it changes for them. But at the end of the day, you know, decisions for players not to be here are based on them not being able to help us win. And there's a lot of different reasons for that.
Coach, when you talk about Liotis, we know about the injuries and everything. Will he still be your punt returner when he's back to 100%, or don't you know yet?
We're planning on that, and we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm.
Was the release of Dustin Hopkins also performance-related, or was it due to the philosophy of keeping an extra kicker on to be a kickoff specialist?
No, it was performance. You know, we're trying to make sure that we have a guy as a kickoff guy. That hasn't changed.
Is it possible you might look to bring someone else in then to perform that role?
Yes, it is.
The same thing be true of punter after releasing Jake, and there was a couple punts Sunday or Saturday that Brian Mormon, you know, shanked it basically.
Yeah, I think Brian, I'm not going to say Brian's going out there and playing for his job, but I think that, you know, it's the same thing. Unlike anyone else on the team, you know, we have to make sure that we feel comfortable with their performance and that they're able to do it moving forward. And if not, like I said before, either is there somebody on the roster that's better that we feel, or B, we have to go out and upgrade it.
Coach, you mentioned cut day can be tough for you. Was it, you know, any tougher to part ways with a guy like Mackie McPherson giving you history with him?
Yep, that was probably one of the toughest ones I've been through. Outside of my own personal experience.
Would there be a chance that he returns to the practice squad? Or?
I don't want to leave that. I mean, I don't know where we are on that. We're trying to first get the 53 right, you know, before we go ahead and look at the 10. Don't get me wrong, we discussed some of the 10, but, you know, we're not at that level yet where we're discussing that particular position.
Would you like to know where you are with Darius? Pretty soon, I mean, it's kind of hard to know about a guy who we're assuming would be suspended, not knowing 2 weeks before the season that he's going
to be. Yeah, I tell you, it's kind of up and down. You know, you don't really know. I try to just keep going forward and planning on today, and then when they tell us, you know, make that move, because, you know, we're ready to go with anyone. Let's say if you take out the suspension, that someone gets hurt. You know, so if someone twists their ankle, someone gets hurt, you know, we know exactly where we want to go, you know, once we get down to the 53. So that would be the same type of thing in my mind, unless I knew for a fact, you know, that it's coming.
How encouraging was it that even without Kyle Williams playing on Saturday, your run defense, your starting run defense, still limited, I believe, to
2.6.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the quarterback had the longer throw at 19 yards. They did a nice job. Yeah, they did a nice job. I thought a couple things. I thought that Corbin Bryant probably played the best game of the year, you know, that he's played. I really thought he played well. I thought Stephon Charles played better than he has been playing when he was in there. I thought Brandon Spikes really showed up, you know, and made a lot of plays and made a big difference in the run game. I thought Keith Rivers, from what I've watched in him on film, was more aggressive than I saw him, you know, when he played on other teams. And obviously Nigel's playing at a high level. So, you know, we're doing a very good job of that in defending a run. And, you know, we just got to work on, and we worked on it today, you know, some of the third and longer distances, just in making sure of our underneath coverage, we're not chasing routes, that we can keep everything in front of us and rally up through. But I think, you know, obviously we're much further ahead on that side of the ball, you know, than we are. And we have a lot of good players on that side of the ball.
You seemed concerned about leadership a couple of months ago in minicamp, you know, taking them on and whatever you did there. Where are we now? Do you think this team is developing more internal leadership?
I do. I really do. I've seen more things that are good signs this year than I did from when I first arrived. So, you know, you're seeing, you know, the players getting together. You're seeing them, you know, holding each other more accountable. And I think they realize, and I do. And I, you know, I think they realize that, hey, you know, we're closer than we were before. You know, some of the performances that we've had, obviously we're not happy with. We do have the ability to change it, but it's a lot of attention to detail. It's a lot of discipline. It's a lot of structure. And I think that we have more players that are starting to get it now than we did before.
How tight is the competition for those final couple of wide receiver spots?
It's tight. It's tight. I think, you know, Doug and I have had conversations of, you know, it becomes how many, you know, do we want to keep, or, and that's a big thing, you know, who deserves to make it, how many. So those are the conversations we had. It's kind of tough when you have another game, you know, to sit here and say, well, he's good, because you don't really know, because, you know, injuries can obviously change, you know, what we do numbers-wise.
Do you think your team has done a good job of putting that game Saturday behind them, and how do you balance, you know, remembering that it didn't go well versus...
I think today we spent, you know, a big part of the day, you know, making the corrections. I think the mistake you make in this thing, if you say, hey, let's put it behind us and let's move on, that's a big mistake. I think later in the year, sometimes, don't get me wrong, I think you have the ability to do that, but that's after, you know, 12 or 13 games, and you're getting ready for other things. But, you know, today we spent extra time watching the film, making sure that the corrections are there. Well, we spent time today on the field going through corrections, things that have given us problems in the preseason. And I told the players, you know, in order to be the team we want, when we make corrections, we got to be able to correct it and not have to keep going back and keep making the same corrections. You know, it's very difficult to move forward, you know, when you're doing that. So to answer your question, we spent the majority of the day on that.
Doug, what did you make of Marquise Goodwin's thoughts and interactions with fans on Twitter shortly after the game?
I don't know.
That's the deal. Want to see it.
Obviously, I wouldn't, but if you're going to ask me a question, why don't you comment on it?
He challenged them as far as against, you know, question why they were booing, you know.
I think I answered that question right after the post game. Yeah.
But for Marquise to engage fans like that and seem to put it on their shoulders.
I think everyone has a responsibility, you know, grown men, of what they put out there and what they don't put out there. And I think you have to be careful in what you put out there. You got to be able to answer to. Not just now, but for your whole entire life, it's going to be there. And I that's my message to players all the time. You know, how do you want, you know, I tell them all the time, my biggest fear, and I'll be honest with you, you know, my biggest fear is the things, you know, when I come up here and I talk in front of everyone, and, you know, press conferences and things like that. And, you know, I constantly keep reminding myself, you know, 20 years from now, you know, my son's going to look my name up and what is he going to see, you know? That I was on a rampage, or I disrespected someone, or, I mean, that's not the type of father I want to be, or husband I want to be, or role model I'd like to be. So I think you, I think the biggest thing we can do as coaches, and I continue to do this, is just keep educating.